Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Friday, September 17th, 2004. In 3, 2, 1. World Vision airlifts supplies to Jamaica. Russians are more open to hearing the gospel after recent terrorist attacks, and a new Bible study project comes to Christian satellite television in the Middle East. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Jamaica tops our news today, where a glancing blow from Hurricane Ivan shattered lives. The storm swept away thousands of houses and left the island in the dark. Jamaica's government has made a formal plea for international help. World Vision's Carolyn Rose Avila says their emergency airlift arrived late yesterday with more aid.
We went out on Monday and did food distributions and water distributions. We're going to support food for the poor, and we're going to be distributing tarps, tropical blankets, cans, water purification tablets, and some medical supplies.
Rose Avila explains that during the crisis, the response of believers becomes a tool.
We're coming together under the Holy Spirit. It's only through a partnership that we can really help others. And I know that's the Lord helping us to do that. It's giving us strength, and it's keeping us optimistic, and so we can bring hope to those that have been hurt much more and are a great material need.
Next, under heavy security, children in Beslan, Russia, returned to school this week. Fear continues to plague many in the wake of the school massacre by Chechen terrorists earlier this month. Bob Hoskins is the founder and president of Book of Hope. Hoskins says many Russians there are asking questions.
Well, that's why we've sent a team down there, and they're down there with the book now. They are ministering to all of these people that are so distraught and devastated by the loss of life and the incredible trauma that they've gone through.
The Book of Hope tells the story of Christ in more than 65 languages, including Russian. Hoskins says not everybody in Russia has heard the gospel.
We keep thinking we've reached 50 million, and surely, you know, we've covered the country. But it's so vast, and there's so many small towns and villages like Beslan. And we have the workers. And the miracle is, you know, with $1, we can reach 3 children with the Book of Hope and bring them the good news about Jesus.
Pray that this tragedy won't hamper their work in Russian schools. You're listening to Mission Network News. Missions isn't always the first thing that comes to mind for Christian young people in the United States, but many are considering it. The founder of Operation Mobilization, George Verwer, was on the campus of Cornerstone University this week. He encouraged students in the Lordship of Christ, the crucified life, global missions, and other issues facing believers today.
When I gave an invitation for people to pray that prayer, we looked at Isaiah 6, "Here am I, send me." I mean, a huge number stood to their feet and prayed that prayer. We did it as a generic challenge. It's not a prayer just to go to the mission field. It may be a prayer to be in Marketplace Ministry in Detroit.
Verwer says even though these students made a generic commitment, many others are willing to go overseas.
There's a good segment of young people, especially those who love Christ, who really are becoming international in their thinking and their studies. The number of people out short term at any one time, I think, is 500,000.
Pray that many more young people will catch the vision for evangelism. Meanwhile, every day, 24,000 people die from hunger and hunger-related causes. To raise awareness against the world's number one killer, World Hunger Day is slated for September 22nd. Food for the Hungry joins hundreds of others in a call to action called United Against Hunger. For FHI, it's all about understanding that one person can change another life, then doing something about it, which is a thrilling way to demonstrate God's love. And Sat7 is pleased that the Alpha program will begin airing on the channel next month. Alpha is a Bible study program used in churches around the world for evangelism and discipleship. A subtitled Arabic version was launched in Egypt this past spring. Audience response is encouraged, and any questions they have are answered by a network of local churches and contact centers. Continue to pray for Middle Eastern believers who often face discrimination for their faith. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the book, A Force in the Earth by Dr. David Shibley of Global Advance, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. The book is a passionate plea for all Christians to mobilize to fulfill the Great Commission. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.